The following podcast may contain lyrical or thematic content that some find unsuitable for younger ears. Please listen responsibly.
Radio Free, hipster please, yo, it's all that you need. The man that's got you covered, it's our good friend Z. Got the geeky hip-hop mashups and whatnot with a southern draw. He gets the props like nonstop. It's your one-stop shop for everything that is leaked. Other podcasts, yo, simply cannot compete. Better lock up your girlfriend, your mom, and your sister. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Radio Free Hipster.
Hello to one and all. I am Z, the managing editor at geekdad.com, and once again, the guy manning the ship over at hipsterplease.com. Yes, I have managed to get the old girl up and running again, in a manner of speaking. But back to the matter at hand. This is Radio Free Hipster, Episode 2, and at the top of the show, you heard Kirby Crackle with No Spoilers. It's the first single from their new album, Mutate Baby, and oh man, is it a good one. I definitely recommend picking that up. It's got the energy of the band's early work, like E for Everyone, but it's coupled with a more mature songwriting style, kind of like their previous outing, Sounds Like You. Good stuff. Now, we started off with Kirby Crackle for two reasons. One, they're one of my longtime favorites. And two, they are an excellent example of what we commonly call geek rock around these parts. Last episode, I realized I kind of started cold. But this time around, we are going to explore what Radio Free Hipster is, at least with regard to its musical selections. What exactly is geek music? Well, I guess that depends on who you ask, but in my opinion, the best way to explore the subject is, well, through the music itself. And if we are going to talk about nerdy music, and by extension, nerdy culture, there's only one logical place to start. So let's take a trip back about a decade or so to a time of a younger, spryer Z, and an equally younger, but no less talented, MC Frontalot.
Nerdcore could rise up. It could get elevated. Nerdcore could rise up. It could get elevated. Nerdcore used to be just a made-up word. MCs shied away from belief, rest assured. They sleep hard, no longer we deliver the hits. I give the kids with the spectacle spectacular fits. I seen one nerd foam at the mouth in his glee. He was me in the mirror rhyming, brushing my teeth. And now the hazy weasel off, don't babble 300 baud. I get no error while compiling my rhyme. The slipshod rap stylings of the hip kids continue to vex. They get sex, money, power, but the jams are like flecks of sea foam against the great reef of my boredom. I seen them trying to act cool, ignored them, scored some geeked out beats and the mic. Some jugglers I kick it with don't even know I rap. It's alright, cause soon the whole nerd corp will congregate. And culmination of the monkey going off caught date. Nerd corp could rise up, it could get elevated. Oh, and wouldn't all of those tough rappers hate it? If the nerd corp rose up and got elevated, we consider the possibleness of this not overstated.
We put a style in the blender and the tape on the spectacles. We compile the assembler. We'd each make a respectable legal fangler. Your despicable heckling snide remarks make it all the more delectable to mark a Jekyll and Hyde departure from the larger norm or previous status quo. The clever dicks like us apply the baddest load to limericks, and that is no mere rhetoric. We don't just wreck shop, we mop the shop floor with rappers who romanticize the third album we've got for each. And we exceed your reach. We're worldwide web slingers with the confinement that every might of the girl guys, dead ringers with his own gunman, and maybe Jonathan Edwin Warren from season 6 of DVS. We're geniuses and we're devious. We're seen as special. The BBS where we write graphic and ASCII files with nasty styles of blinking blocks. This ain't your father's blinking luck. The Frontalot owns you. It's Stephen Hawking rock sword. Without even docking, don't let it gap to dog all in the sock drawers. Our style's got the top score spot. Yours did not. Sorry. Stick to the Shockwave games, looking shots at the top 40. I made my own Doom Wad, Zedek Wad, my own sprites, abuse files, I stayed home nights.
Nerdcore could rise up, it could get elevated. Oh, and wouldn't all of those tough rappers hate it? If the nerdcore rose up and got elevated, we consider the possibleness of this not overstated.
Nerd, when you say it, you best say it with awe, cause I'm the type of nerd that will bust your jaw. A nerdcore player, I've paid my dues, got lowered suspension and chromed out shoes. Hear ye, in case you ain't heard, 20-05 be the year of the nerd. Nerdcore gonna be crazy large and easy NIC pitch. The nerd's in charge, we bust more rhymes than Theodore Giesel did. Got more game than a 2600 for punk MCs who player hate. We got one word, just a matter of time for your household name. So you best suck up now before fortune and fame put our asses out of reach of your quivering lips as we ride to the top on a nerdcore tip.
Nerdcore could rise up, it could get elevated. Oh, and wouldn't all of those tough rappers hate it? If the nerdcore rose up and got elevated, we consider the possibleness of this not overstated.
And I know that possibleness is not a crumb in a word. Every syllable injected is intended to be the one you heard. An absurd juxtaposition of mission and goal. Front a lot about to roll is diploma. Up tight and smoke it. Nerdcore's about to sit there till you poke it. Wanna prod it? See if it'll kick while the smart kids calculate the hip-hop shit. Got a vast network of subversives and criminals who sit in front of the screens all heedless of ridicule. These days the complexion cleared up but the rhyming remains. And I think the same thought with great regularity, that I'm the best MC that I could bear to begin. I'm scared to be either doper or dorky, or bound for the high road even if it looks forkier.
Nerdcore could rise up, it could get elevated.
rappers head. If the nerdcore rose up and got elevated, we consider the possibleness of this not overstated. Nerdcore could rise up, it could get elevated. Oh, and wouldn't all of those tough rappers hate it? If the nerdcore rose up and got elevated, we consider the possibleness of this not overstated.
Hey, make it hit it home. We'll be right back.
been up all night. Drank a bottle, took a red eye flight. Met a girl from my new website. Popping oxy, high like kite. Get the city in a stretch, swirl scotch in the glass, and we hanging on the left. Bottle service at the club, Grey Goose in the chiller with a lick of the bub. It's my life, thought you knew it. Got some cash in my hands and I blew it. You know how I do it. Nerd life, know how I do it. Know how I took this game, how I grew it. Whiny boys, punks aside. All in all, wheels turn and it's been a smooth ride. Over and over again, I'm over. Life of a hustler, never sober. Yeah, I met with the press. They like how I sing and they like how I dress. They want pics of the tats and they wanna see me rock a mic real fast. They all wanna know why a kid from the Springs made rap in his life. Why you rapping about pewters and owning the noobs and FP shooters? I tell them that it's on everyone's mind. Shift the paradigm online and find that now's the time. Of the nerve to see what occurred, the net is the word, the truth emerged, we rule the globe. Ever since we took a bite out the inner trove, now we rocking mics and stages. Over and over, right Las Vegas, yeah. If I tell them it's a matter of perception, then they tell me that my mind is a weapon. Deadly weapon, gotta keep it in the sheet. Little bugs on the block, I'ma earn my keep. If I leave what I'm hearing, I'ma lead. If I wasn't on probation, then I see you on the street. I've been flowing in cold mode, and the golden spokes like Odin. So when they hear the repeat, I get tired. Wasn't it me that was up in wide? Back in 99 when you didn't have sheet to your name. It was B with the fame, why they see with the game on lock. Jersey springs up with a CYC, MC's drop. Drop like a rock in a lake, over and over again, that's great. Overcame lesser opposition, spitting over beats. So listen, I can make it switch my style, the cadence up and break it up, raise it up and over. I'm a Spantex soldier, rep the Springs, D-Town and Boulder. Rep the west, the east, the north, the south, nerdy south. We got the fire coming out of mouth. Over and over, repeat this cut in your iPod, Zoom, or who knows what. Know that Whitey Crack is here to stay, no matter what these other rappers say. I'm a mic assassin, put me in any genre and see what happens. Oink goes down and I'm still a Wears loader, and I'ma keep going till it's all over.
Charles Nelson Reilly is a fine comedic actor. He's a highly regarded acting teacher. He produces commercials and he's probably highly steamed right now that he's getting on this late. But he's going to go to New York. He's going to star in a new Neil Simon play this fall. Neil Simon got a letter from his mother and sat down and wrote a play about it. One afternoon, he had nothing to do. Would you welcome Charles Nelson Reilly?
Charles Nelson Reilly was a mighty man, the kind of man you didn't disrespect. Stood 8 foot tall, he wore glasses, and he had a third nipple on the back of his neck. He could eat his own weight in coal and exchange diamonds every day. He could kick you down a flight of stairs, but you still would love him anyway. Yeah, you know you'd love him anyway. Two flat tires and a missing chain. He trained a rattlesnake to do his laundry. I'm telling you, the man was insane. He could rip out your beating heart and show it to you right before you died. And every day he made the host of Match Game give him a piggyback ride. Yeah, a piggyback ride. Warrior, master of disguise. with an engine block strapped to his back. He could eat more frozen waffles than any other man I know. One time he fell off and crashed the building and he barely even stopped his toe.
Set started off with a trip back to the early 2000s. It was the title track from Front of Light's debut studio LP, Nerdcore Rising, featuring Jesse Dangerously and the great MC Hawking. Now, while not exactly the start of Nerdcore Hip Hop per se, it was definitely the first step towards nerdy music as a cohesive and self-aware movement. That record, along with the Rhyme Torrents compilations, set the stage for Nerdcore to become its own little underground force to be reckoned with. And weirdly enough, it did rise up. Did it get elevated? Again, it depends on who you ask. After that was a little chip rock, one of the best examples of that particular brand of electronica, or at least another one of my personal favorites, in the form of Level 3 Buffalo by Wichita's Powerlifter. It's a band I found through its association with Scrub Club Records, a net label whose no-dough philosophy made them particularly prolific back in the day. And it's likely best known as the home of acts like Founder Mad Hatter and the infamous Kabuto the Python, but it wasn't limited to just hip-hop. as I reckon that track proves unequivocally. Following that was producer Nigel with 1234. That one includes both elements of the King of Nerdcore, Whitey Crackers, Over and Over, and Feist's 1234, the latter of which is more commonly known as that iPod commercial song. It could be broadly classified as a mashup, which is itself a term that fits into the larger nomenclature of bootleg remixes, or bastard pop, of which I'm a huge fan. It was followed by a dash of Carson dialogue and Kobe LaCroix's CNR. That one gets double credit, as it is both a nerdy cover song and, more specifically, a selection from the Weird Al tribute album 26 and a Half. That album came to us back in 2011 from the crew at the Funny Music Project. Now, funk artists often classify themselves as dementia music, a direct reference to Dr. Demento, the radio DJ who shaped many careers, not the least of which was that of Weird Al himself. And we closed out that set with Computerization's 1.14 Me, a vocoder track, but also a really clever, really techie love song, from a computer to its user, and vice versa. I think that one's from back in 09, and I honestly don't know what happened to Computerization in more recent years, you know? Maybe he's out there still making music under another pseudonym, or maybe he was simply absorbed into the Matrix, like all good bots. But I digress. Thus far, we've tackled geeky rock, and rap, and electronica, and remixes, but it's all been fairly upbeat, kinda poppy even. But if we're really gonna discuss nerdy music, and what it is, we must also examine its dark side.
We'll be right back. I'm the doctor, by the way. What's your name?
Rose.
Nice to meet you, Rose. Run for your life.
We'll be supersized. Lace up your shoes, suit and ties. My dudes, we getting stupefied. I'm like the Who, you two and the Juice crew combined. Elusive to define unless you Google Superfly. Lackluster rap sucks up against a masterclass. Passionate advocate ain't in it for the fast buck. Imagine inner city Daft Punk getting mad crunk in a Mack truck driven by Galactus. Now I've been traveling these podunk back roads, showing off my old school cold crush rap flow. Hold up, wait a minute, blowing up the track, yo. So much swag, grow both nuts, drag low. I'm shooting off at the mouth in the first person, the heir apparent of Eric Sermon, the nerd version. Word perfect, I keep the learning curve swerving. Kick it so hard, you'll see the curvature of the earth turning.
It's about to get real. I'm kind of a big deal. The more than the kids feel. I'm kind of a big deal. And when I'm the fifth wheel, I'm kind of a big deal. Just let me tell you how I feel. I'm kind of a big deal.
I'm rolling like a monster truck wheel.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Scraping mud off my windshield.
I'm kind of a big deal.
So let me tell you how I feel.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Cause it's about to get real.
I'm kind of a big deal.
I came in the game with star power and a fire flower. Holding down B and I'm running 100 miles an hour. And I'll devour any song, any beat.
Yep.
Cause I come at a track like it's all you can eat.
Yep.
Call me the man of tomorrow, call me Bizarro. I just want a piece of the pie as big as Sbarro. I'm top ranked while these slobs draw blanks. Ain't it ought to be obvious I'm bigger than Tom Hanks.
Never was another bread and butter getter better than a mother rapping when a kid is sending from the mothership. A gentleman and lover in the bed and undercover with a letter from the government. I'm telling them to come and get it. Never coming in equipped and I'm punishing anybody trying to run up a publicity stunt. As of what I'm spitting isn't the sickest, wickedest, just admitted this is the biggest you ever witnessed.
It's about to get real. I'm kind of a big deal.
Never more than the kids meal.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Even when I'm the fifth wheel,
I'm kind of a big deal.
Just let me tell you how I feel.
I'm kind of a big deal.
I'm rolling like a monster truck wheel.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Scraping mud off my windshield.
I'm kind of a big deal.
So let me tell you how I feel.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Cause it's about to get real.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, I certainly managed to turn that one around. We actually ended that set with a super upbeat track, I'm Kind of a Big Deal, by my boy Tribe One. Tribe's still making music, both on his own and with any number of fantastic collaborators. But that one was from his old Animana Gangsta Devil Rhymosaur EP, which features him rapping over chopped up chiptune beats from the band Anamanaguchi. Oh, and if you want a little inside baseball here, a lot of our friends told Niles to leave that song off the EP and to save it for a later full length. I was one of the few that disagreed, though I guess history has shown that Tribe did too. It was preceded by a bit of The Ninth Doctor, Christopher Eccleston, and The Americans UK, If You See Us Running, You Better Run With Us. Yet another oldie, that one from their I, Ape Man EP. But the guys are also still out there, making cool and very synthy music with a distinct comic booky slant. And I know for a fact that frontman Jeff UK is working on a musical companion piece for his upcoming Oni Press comic, Ojnaz and the Odd Squad. Now before that, I hit you with a little something new. Deathlehem's Oathbound from Destroyers of the Realm, another masterpiece from the Lords of RPG Metal, and a little something old in the form of Harry and the Potter's The Blood of a Prince from 2006's Scarred for Life. Now the Potters are normally a cheerful indie rock outfit, more specifically, the ones who really turned wizard rock into the fan-centered musical force that it was during its heyday. But that EP was more experimental. There was a dash of hardcore, a little screamo, maybe even some post-rock in that one. All compliments of its producer, Paradise Dan of Sock Puppet Rockers' Uncle Monster Face. Inside baseball. Okay, class, so what have we learned about nerdy music? Seriously, I'm asking. Alright, I guess it's all on me then, huh? Well, let's just say that once upon a time, I had a very nuanced view of what constituted geeky music. Nowadays, not so much. You see, in a modern context where everyone is a geek and geek culture is just pop culture, the confines of nerdy music, they get a little fuzzy and imprecise at best. What it is, and what it isn't, is really just up to you, the listener. But if you want to know my secret, I think the trick is just not to worry too much about it. Just dig what you dig, and ignore what you don't. Historically speaking, splitting taxonomical hairs has never accomplished much for our kind. I reckon all I can promise is that I'll do my best to try and bring you things old and new that scratch that musical itch with a little geeky fan service thrown in for good measure. Hopefully, that works for you. And since we talked so much about the contemporary history of geeky music, I think the only way to close this one out is with a joint I still consider to be the greatest nerdcore posse cut of all time. It's from Dual Core's 2008 release, Lost Reality, but it also includes greats like Beefy, Whitey Cracker, and Wheelie Cyberman. I am, of course, talking about the track Fantastic Four. Also, for those who might be interested, this version of the song was originally the remix, while the final track on the album, The Remix, was recorded as the original. Christ, should I just call the show Inside Baseball? Well, whatever it is, we've definitely reached the end of it. But you can explore tons of other relevant contents over at the blog at geekdad.com. And you can find me at hipsterplease.com. Both are your new sources for news, reviews, and interviews, and an exorbitant amount of music-related minutia. Obviously.
My hip-hop will pop the shot.
Wheelie, Wheelie, Cyberman, yeah, you know me, quote, working from home, unquote, it's easy, turn a two-day week and into three, see, we be within reach, TXT to MSG to BB.
Vibrations in my pocket, it's my bonus. this is our duke, and it's the auto beat commander. He's just saying what I'm doing, your retail work politely. I'm hardly feeling mighty, thinking about taking off early, log on in the mail, righty.
Wait a minute, wait a minute, there might have been a disconnect. Man in the middle attack, I had to intercept and add a few words. My freestyle was so bad, I burned down my notepad and opened up my vocab, so that's where it's coming from. Another album, number one, it's in disbelief, so we started flooding, let it run. Skip the introduction to enter this discussion. Hey, it's in
I don't even know where I belong anymore, because the people in this life forgot how shit with the flow. So I digress, put the spam check on my chest, tap 2 minutes and cast the rest.
Success, Operation Good Times is a go. Mission complete, don't even act like you don't even know. So grab your PlayStation and meet me in the back, cause we're all about to have a kickback, and that's that.
It's the Fantastic Four on the microphone, and we're bouncing these sounds up inside your dome. So put a city eye to the live phone. Cars tape yet driving home. It's the Fantastic Four on the microphone, and we're bouncing these sounds up inside your dome. So put a city eye to the live phone. We're in your cars tape deck driving home.
Damn junk mail filters catching that junk. Beef wheelie ride a 80 pound in that trunk. Up in the cypher now, who the thunk? Spent 200 on a bottle just to get drunk.
Grab the bottle from Whitey and quickly pour it inside me. The first sip of the night, it's like about time finally. Then I feel like fighting, but we don't take it to the mall. Take it Falco style, talking Smash Brothers Brawl.
Skip the planning, my Samus arm cannon starts fanning out the mansion. The human enhancement of Ganon, impatient or inaccurate, they say way to measure the time delay ended to betray your data center.
But now I gotta cool down, chill, I rock a dope crown. Hit you up with headphones and take your ass to Rhyme Town. I try to keep a peace, we'll get along and sing a song. And if you're messing with my nerds, I gotta show you that I'm strong.
It's the Fantastic Four on the microphone, and we're bouncing these sounds up inside your dome. So put a city eye to the live phone. We're in your car's tape deck driving home. It's the Fantastic Four on the microphone, and we're bouncing these sounds up inside your dome. So put a city eye to the live phone. We're in your car's tape deck driving home.
I've been known to kick back, I've been known to just chill. I've been known to be the killer, first act on the show's bill. So let it be known, I rip it like a cyclone. Fear in the tone, I ain't alone here on this microphone.
We're not drunk.
Still swerving when I drive, coming northwest.
Midwest, Google Maps, API, point A to point B. Road trip to show, shift gears, pop the clutch, hit the gas and then go.
Yeah, I'm an excellent driver, you could call me Corey Haynes. 15 minutes to ride, but no way that I'm missing it. Definitely watching midday, definitely not working, hurting just to stay away.
Now we stopping on a train, man, Wheelie Ray, man. Time cruising all up on that microphone. Charlie Babbitt, know I gotta have it. Whitey Cracker, straight ball into havoc, grab it.
It's the Fantastic Four on the microphone, and we're bouncing these sounds up inside your dome. So put a city eye to the live phone. We're in your car's tape deck driving home. It's the Fantastic Four on the microphone, and we're bouncing these sounds up inside your dome. So put a city eye to the live phone. We're in your car's tape deck driving home. It's the Fantastic Four on the microphone, and we're bouncing these sounds up inside your dome. So put a city eye to the live phone. We're in your car's tape deck driving home.
This podcast has been a production of the Geek Dad Podcast Network. If you've enjoyed this content, please consider supporting us at patreon.com/geekdad.